everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco on a Saturday here with my co-hosts Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. Walker, how's it going? Feeling spooky?
Yeah, I mean, in 3 hours, I will be at a Halloween party.
That's the ghost. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Yesterday was the first game of the World Series, so that was fun. That was a good game. But then today I was doing some Lego, so kicking
hell
back.
Hell yeah. What kind of Legos are we working with?
I'm doing the ship, Boba Fett ship.
Oh, nice.
And then I just finished that and going to start on the trash compactor diorama.
Oh, those dioramas are really cool looking. I worked 12 hours yesterday. And then I came home, and then I was like, oh, the Kings are already getting smashed, or they're already losing to the Warriors. I will not be watching this game.
That was awesome.
Shut up, Mike.
what's everybody drinking on?
I got me a Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar.
I got me a Dr. Pepper Diet.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Hey. I have a Session Cider from Vandermill. 4.3% alcohol.
Let's go. All righty. Let's talk about Thursday night football. Bills win 24-18, which also isn't as close as it actually was, and also they could have lost.
Yeah, they pretty much dominated the game. It's just the Bucks kind of snuck back into it right at the end and then had a chance to win.
Yeah, like that was a great Hail Mary. It was just nobody saw where it went.
Right. Godwin was trying to fight his guy off so that he could get turned around, and it took him too long to fight the dude off.
Yeah. So, Mike, did you get a chance to watch this game at all?
Yeah, I had to chart the game, so yeah, I got an inside look at the game, or at least at the Buffalo Bills anyways.
Oh, yeah. So, I watched was able to watch a part of it, but the best description for this game was that the Buccaneers were a guy at a house party. This was from the Around the NFL podcast that doesn't speak at all the whole night, and then all of a sudden just won't leave at the end of the party. Like, and he's just like up and dancing around. And you're like, dude, just go. Like, it's over. You can't. Don't do this. Like, you're done.
It's over.
I guess. I mean, yeah. And then ultimately they don't win out and they have to leave. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best description of it. So let's talk about fantasy for this game really quick. What was going on with Rashad White? Why did he get 7 targets? Why did he lead the team in targets?
They were behind the whole game, and so Baker was going into super dump off mode. When I watched the highlights of it, I didn't catch some of the game. It was just over and over and over again. It would be like, Baker looks at his first read. It's not there. He throws it to Rashad White for 5 yards.
Ah, I mean, you got the Alvin Kamara treatment.
Yes, that is correct.
Mike, does this change your feelings about Rashad White at all, or do we all agree he's still poopy?
Well, if you're looking just at running ability, not so great. But if he continues to catch passes as he has, then he's got some value, at least as an RB2.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, it's one of those like if he's going to back into being like a J.D. McKissick type, then I guess we can keep having him. But he's just not very good.
No,
neither are the Bucks.
Right. But they just give. Yeah, he gets a lot of touches. And when those are catches, he has big weeks. When they're not, he scores like 8 points. So he's never going to kill you, and he has a little bit of upside. So, yeah, I mean, he's top 24 rest of season. I wouldn't put him top 20 probably, but top 24 is fair.
All right, that's fine. I disagree with you vehemently. I'll put him at number 25.
Okay.
All right, so Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, they got lucky. They got touchdowns at the end. Or Mike Evans got that touchdown at the end there, and then Chris Godwin got the touchdown earlier in the game, but not great yardage totals. But this is kind of like what Baker Mayfield will do. Like he runs around and is stupid enough with the ball that he kind of pulls out these weird plays and And so I think you can continue to play Godwin and Evans and just don't watch the game. I think, you know, I said it a couple of years ago about James Conner, like, don't watch the game. I think that's what you have to do with Evans and Godwin at this point.
Yeah, I mean, Evans looks cool sometimes. Godwin's games are always like 9 targets, 5 or 6 catches, 50 to 70 yards. It's, you know, it's like, man, I think he's better than this, but he's never going to play better than this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mike Evans is cool, but it's also like he had that long catch run called back because of the what was it, holding?
Yeah, I think so.
And then it's just he was very not doing much until the very end of the game. And so that's why it's so frustrating.
He can go long stretches of games where he doesn't catch anything. So I see where you're coming from there.
Yeah. And it's not through his own fault. He is on track for he's still on track for 1,000 yards for the season. Let's go. Need 10 for 1,000. Mike, are you moving down? Like, where would you rank Chris Godwin, Mike Evans? Are they wide receiver 2s, wide receiver 3s? Where are we looking?
Yeah, I think for Chris Godwin or for Evans, he's just outside of the top 12, so maybe like 14 or 15. Mm. And then Godwin is like 18, 20.
Okay, that's what I said after we had to end the podcast early and I finished it up. I was like, yeah, Mike Evans probably like wide receiver 15 and Chris Godwin like 20. Is that where you think, Walker?
I was going to say like wide receiver. Not much different for Evans, maybe 16, 17. Okay. Godwin, like 21, 22.
Okay. Are we picking up Chase Edmonds? 2 catches, 21 total yards? No. He's back, folks.
We're not picking him up, no.
All right. On the Bills side, are we worried about, are we picking up Khalil Shakir, 6 for 92?
Probably not. I mean, I don't think he does this when Dawson Knox comes back. My guess is that his snaps go back down and he's more like 2 for 35.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly it. With Dawson Knox and Kincaid, they ran a lot more 2 tight end sets. Without Knox, they were running a lot of 3 wide receiver sets. So 3 to 4. So, yeah, as soon as Knox comes back, I don't see any room. And plus, he's the 3rd wide receiver on the team anyways. And look at Gabriel Davis. He's not, I mean, he had a good game
this week, but he's had a Gabe Davis season.
Exactly. So if you can't trust the number 2 wide receiver on the team, how are you going to trust the number 3?
Yeah, and I kept seeing people be like, oh, well, good luck if you decided to bench Gabe Davis or all this stuff. If you have Gabe Davis on your team, you never bench him. You just take your lumps.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't start Gabe Davis on like my dynasty team just because I have good receivers. But like, yeah, I mean, if you draft Gabe Davis as your wide receiver 3 in a deeper league, this is what you get. Sometimes you get 20 plus points and sometimes you get less than 5.
Sometimes you get more than 20 points. Sometimes you get fewer than 20 yards.
That's true. It is true.
So let's talk about the Dalton Kincaid of it all. So, you know, we were always talking about like don't draft rookie tight ends, blah, 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 all that stuff. And well, I still think that holds true. We've seen Sam LaPorta break through. And now without Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid has had his chance. 5 catches on 7 targets, 65 yards and a touchdown. Mike, you mentioned something about they changed the formation without Dawson Knox around. Can you go into that a little bit more?
Yeah, so basically what they normally run is like they'll run a 2 tight end set. So usually on the same side you'll see Kincaid and Knox, or they'll split right and left tight end. But last night the night before they were running like Kincaid on one end and then 3 wide receivers on the other end, or 2 wide receivers on the other end. So they really went wide receiver heavy on Thursday night.
Okay. And so that makes a lot of sense, because I think a lot of what they were planning on doing was kind of using Knox and Kincaid together as like an interchangeable kind of 2 interchangeable kind of guys. So no Knox, they don't want to go to Quentin Morris.
He was injured as well.
Morris is out. Oh,
that's right. I told you guys. I said no Quentin Morris paving the way for Dalton Kincaid. I forgot about my stupid bit.
Which came true because Kincaid did well in this game.
Yep.
I think if Knox is out, Kincaid is definitely a top 10 tight end option those weeks. because he's the only guy in the room that's going to really catch passes. I think when Knox is back, he's middle of the blob.
Okay, but I'll ask you both this. With no Dawson Knox, is he temporarily outside of the blob?
Yeah, as long as Knox is not healthy, he's just out, up above the blob, I think.
Mike?
It looks that way.
I think so.
I mean, he almost had another touchdown. He got tackled at the 1 yard line, so he would have had two touchdowns last night or Thursday night. So, I mean, they really wanted to get him involved, and they did.
All right. So, congratulations to everybody who drafted Dawson or Dalton Kincaid and sat with him for 7 weeks while he did nothing. You will have a good tight end for half the year.
Yeah, pretty much.
If Dawson Knox doesn't come back. So congratulations on that. Stephon Diggs, good at football. James Cook, also good at football. Also incredibly frustrating because he will never score a touchdown in his life. And I know he's already scored one. He just never will again.
Yeah, it's just not likely because of the way they use him.
Yeah, so.
He's an RB2.
That's right. Mike Walker, anything to add about this game?
No, I don't think so.
All right, let's get into it. Rams at Cowboys, first 10 a.m. game. How sad is it that America's team and an L.A. market got jammed into just like this 10 a.m. let's just forget that this is happening slot? Very weird to me. Rams are 3-4, Cowboys 4-2, Dallas 6-point favorites, 45.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one, Cowboys left tackle Tyron Smith is questionable with a neck injury, and then for the Rams right tackle Rob Havenstein is questionable with a calf injury. So just along the line, no fantasy relevant players. What?
Rob Havenstein. When you pronounce it that way, it sounds like he's like at the German bar.
Oh, I thought you
were a stein of beer.
Rob Havenstein. I thought you were joking because Stein isn't there like a cow thing that's a stein, like a Holstein? A Holstein, is that a type of cow?
Sure.
I'm like, hey, I think Walker.
I have no idea.
Holstein Friesian. Let's go. Group of breeds of dairy cattle.
I'm glad you knew that, but why would I know that?
Yeah, I was like, Walker has this very deep knowledge of cow names.
Of course you know about cows from Sacramento.
Let's go, baby. Cowtown. Let's go. Let's go. All right. My question for this game is, does Daryl Henderson have a second act in him? So last week we saw him get 19 touches up against the Steelers. He finished not great on a per touch basis going for 66 yards, but he did score a touchdown and he did kind of show that, you know, he is still a guy that can carry a lot of load and he is coming straight off of the street. And so I'm wondering, Walker, calm down.
I'm not saying nothing.
I thought you were, I heard laughing. I thought it was Walker.
It was, but I'm not saying anything.
It was. he led the way in carries. He led the way in running back touches. So I'm just wondering, against a Cowboys defense that is, you know, pretty decent against the running back. They are 23rd in fantasy points allowed. Do we think that he has a second act in him this week?
I'm all in on Daryl Henderson this week, honestly.
Wow.
I think he looked pretty good last week. I see no reason why he won't continue to have the most touches out of the backfield. And the McVay teams like to run the ball when they get close to the goal line. You know, that's why Stafford hasn't thrown for many touchdowns this year, because Kyron Williams was taking them all when he was healthy. Now I think Henderson's just going to step right into that goal line back role. And, you know, I think better chance than not that he scores a touchdown week to week basis at this point.
Okay. Mike, what do you think? Do you think that Henderson has another act, good game in him, a second act?
I think he'll finish inside the top 24 somewhere. He finished RB17 last week. So against the Dallas defense, I can notch him down a few. So maybe 23, 22.
Okay. So if you have Daryl Henderson on your roster, there's no buys this week. So chances are you are probably putting him into your flex spot if you're starting him. So I have a couple flex questions for you guys. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mike, I didn't get in. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. You sure?
No.
Okay. Daryl Henderson or Curtis Samuel?
Henderson.
Mike?
He said Hendo.
Oh, you said Hendo. Okay.
Yeah.
Daryl Henderson or Jackson Smith-Njigba?
Henderson.
Is
Lockett's looking like he's going to play.
And DK Metcalf's going to play?
I didn't even see him on an injury, on any of the injury notes. Let me double check that.
I think he is playing.
Yeah, I think he got pulled off the injury report, which is why I didn't see him on any of the injury notes.
I'll go Hendo. Hendo.
Oh, yeah, he had fully practiced all week. So.
Yeah, so Henderson for sure.
Okay. Let me see. Hendo or Christian Watson?
That's a tough one.
I'll go with Henderson.
I'll copy Walker.
Dang, I'm trying to find somebody that a wide receiver you'll start over Henderson. Henderson or my boy, Rashee Rice.
Henderson.
Yeah.
Damn, Henderson or Josh Downs?
Henderson.
No, now I'm biased, so I'm going to go Downs.
There we go. I knew I had to pick a Colt, and I found somebody. Walker, where's Henderson for you right now? You said top 20, or did I?
RB 16.
Dang. So I should be asking like Henderson or like Michael Pittman.
I probably still go with Pittman on that one.
Okay. I didn't intentionally pick two Colts back to back.
No, I think when you said Henderson or Curtis Samuel, I had to think for a little bit, but I think Nico Collins at 31 at receiver, and just shows you how much deeper receiver is than running back. I think Nico Collins at wide receiver 31 and Daryl Henderson at running back 16 are pretty much even.
Okay, so that gives you a good idea. If you check out Walker's ranks at footballobservatory.com, link at the top of the page, you can see what they're working with there. So, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, both must starts. Not even a question, mm-hmm. just a statement. Matthew Stafford, yes, no, maybe?
No. I don't think he throws for multiple touchdowns and he doesn't run, so.
Mike?
Yeah, I agree. Get him out of there.
Ooh.
And speaking of get him out of there, hate crime Higby, get him out of there.
Do I even have him ranked? No, I don't.
HCH?
No, his second straight week, not in my rankings.
Yeah. ISIS these, Tyler Higbee. Walker, let's talk about your question for this game about the Dallas Cowboys.
How many of them can we start in this game?
I mean, it's America. You can start as many as you want.
Okay.
It's America. It's America's team.
How many should we start, though?
Oh, that actually, I'm wondering if, so CD Lamb.
Yep. Yeah. Pollard.
Yeah.
Are we starting Pollard?
Yes.
I would.
He hasn't been that great.
No, but I mean, who are you? You're taking a guy who's getting like some of the most touches at the position, you know, overall. You're going to take him out and play who?
Daryl Henderson. Madison?
No, I'm not. Even I'm not that crazy.
Cam Akers.
Why would I play Cam Akers?
I'm glitching. I don't know.
I'm glitching.
You said Alexander Madison. Tony Pollard has been disappointing, but he's still a guy that you start. So I was taking the devil's advocate stance there.
I don't think you should start Jake Ferguson. He's my week.
I agree.
Because his ECR is 11. People are suggesting that you play him.
That's crazy. Mike, do you, Mike's going to be like, actually, I think Ferguson's a good start.
No, he's shaking his head. He's already like, okay. I don't know nothing about that.
I'm looking at rank, so I didn't see Mike. Yeah. All right.
He's down here like, nope. He's got the sassy face on. He's like, nah.
We doing Fergo or Schultz?
Schultz, easy.
Yeah. I don't know if it's easy, but definitely Schultz.
Matchup is way better.
Fergo or Logan Thomas?
Thomas.
Yeah, I always go Thomas. If Thomas is playing, I start him.
Fergo or either. I'm going to stop calling him Fergo. Ferguson or either of the Falcons guys.
Both of the Falcons guys over him.
Really? That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I'd go Pitts, but I don't know about Janu.
Or Trey McBride.
Trey McBride.
I'd go McBride.
Yeah, I did in the streamers this week, I did a double dip on Trey McBride and Michael Mayer and said, okay, do you want the guy who's probably going to get a ton of targets in a bad matchup or the guy who's probably going to get a handful of targets in a good matchup? Which one do you want? Because they're both down there, and I think I would probably go McBride over Ferguson. So I would say two. Mike?
McBride?
No. Sorry. I was going back to Walker's question.
Yeah,
I did a piss poor job.
Okay.
That's my fault.
I thought you were talking about how many tight ends we'd start.
I'm like, I'm going two, and Mike's like, McBride?
just two. Pollard and CeeDee Lamb.
All right.
That's the answer I was looking for.
Call us the 1990s because we all think the Cowboys are going to win.
Hell yeah.
All right. Next one up.
Or the 70s.
Nah. The last time they were good. Good.
Oh, that would be 90s, yeah.
Yeah, and I get to say that because we knocked them out of the playoffs the last 2 years. Get wrecked, Cowboys. Vikings at Packers. Speaking of teams that the Niners have knocked out of the playoffs, Vikings are 3-4. Packers are 2-4. Minnesota, 1.5-point favorites. 42-point over-under. Injuries in this one for the Vikings. TJ Hockenson was removed from the injury report. He was dealing with that foot. It felt like he injured every six or seven plays against the 49ers on Monday night. And then for the Packers, Jair Alexander is questionable with a back injury. Aaron Jones is off the injury report with a hamstring. And last I saw, Luke Musgrave was doubtful with an ankle injury. I didn't see any update on that today, so we're probably going to see that tomorrow. Mike, let's talk about your question for this one.
Good old Kirk Cousins. How is he going to fare? Is he going to be at least finish in the top 12?
I think he will finish in the top 12, yes. The top 11? No.
I have him QB10.
QB10.
Yeah.
So, idiot.
Yes, I think he's going to finish in the top 12.
See, if I was doing ranks, I would rank him I would probably rank him 11th, but I know one of these idiots will finish above him. Sam Howell, Gardner Minshew, Desmond Ridder, Jordan Love, Derek Carr, one of those idiots will finish ahead of him. Kenny Pickett, just because one of those will do something stupid. That is the chaos group of quarterbacks, it feels like.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So, Mike, do you think he'll finish top 12?
Yeah, he's top five right now. So top 10. I'd say he's going to finish number nine. Yeah.
Number nine. So I'm the lowest on
Mike, the most aggressive on Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, Mike loves Kirk Cousins.
I love me some Kirk Cousins.
Some are calling him the new Derek Carr in Mike's heart.
Well, shit, the way Derek Carr's playing.
Hey, we need to talk about, why is your boy yelling at everybody? You got to go talk to him and tell him to calm down.
Yeah, and he's very religious, too. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Is he do you think maybe he's doing exorcisms? He's like screaming because he's like, the power of Christ compels you to catch the damn football.
Jesus.
He picked up the Anton LaVey book and
Jesus. all right. So my question is, should we start shedding ancillary Packers? And by that, I mean, over the last 4 weeks, Jordan Love is averaging fewer than 15 fantasy points per game. Romeo Doubs he's okay. He's up and down, but he's had one game this season in double digit points where he didn't score a touchdown. Like, he's very boomer bust, and it feels like boomer bust guy on a bad offense is a bad idea. We saw what AJ Dillon is without Aaron Jones. I think he's come on recently, but they've also had two top five matchups, and they have three matchups outside the top 10 coming up. And then Luke Musgrave is ass. So should we start moving on from these guys?
I don't think you should roster Musgrave or Dillon or Love. Dobbs, I think, yeah.
Okay. Mike?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Dillon. He just 2 years ago, he was looking really, really good. And the last 2 years, not so much. So Musgrave hasn't done anything. Dubs has at least done something.
Yeah, I think AJ Dillon, what happened to him was I always talk about how there's a thin line between bruiser and plotter. I think he fell onto the wrong side of that line.
Slipped into plotter.
Yeah, he went from bruiser, like, oh my god, look at AJ Dillon, to, oh my god, look at AJ Dillon. Like, what is he doing?
This man looks slow.
Yeah. So
you know what's interesting is we debated when they were rookies about AJ Dillon and Zach Moss. And
they're same guy.
I picked Dylan. You picked Moss. Dylan 2 years ago outclassed Moss. Now Moss is outclassing Dylan. This is a back and forth heavyweight battle.
Battle for the ages. Zach yeah. Moss versus AJ Dylan.
Yes, the punch landing percentage is like 13%.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Are we starting Aaron Jones off the injury report going up against this Vikings run defense that's decent-ish?
Yeah,
it's fine.
I would say yes. I think you're starting him.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Christian Watson, I kind of feel like he's Gabe Davis at this point. If you have him, you're just like,
go yeah. for it. Yeah, I mean, I have him at 34, so he's a wide receiver 3.
Mike, how are we feeling there?
I say 3 is probably a good spot for him. Yeah, he just Jordan Love is just bad at football.
So, oh, he's terrible.
You can't really count on it, and so when you can't even count on him, then yeah, 3 or less.
Let me ask you both this: who is a better football player in the NFL, Trey Lance or Jordan Love?
Shit, might be Lance.
Lance got cut for Sam Darnold.
I think I would say Love, but not by much.
Yeah.
By much.
It's crazy how like one of those guys there, I think it's the difference between the organizations insofar as the 49ers are like, oh boy, let's get out from under this. And the Packers were like, nope, we're going to have one long unbroken chain from Brett Favre to Jordan Love. 40 yeah. years of quarterback play.
Yeah. Here's the most damning thing about Jordan Love that you'll hear from me. I would comfortably take Kenny Pickett over Jordan Love.
Jesus Christ. You're not wrong.
Yeah, and, I think I might.
And you know I don't like Kenny Pickett much.
Yeah, small hands.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Alexander Mattison, back end running back 2.
Good matchup. I would say he's a mid to high end running back too, but yeah, I mean, I think if you have him, you're probably playing him.
Mike?
Yeah, he's the RB21 right now in the season, so yeah, back in number 2.
All right.
He'll catch some passes.
Jordan Addison, the greatest wide receiver to ever play the game of football?
Hell yeah, he is.
Wide receiver 14 for me this week.
My big beautiful boy. Actually, he's very small. My little beautiful boy, Jordan Addison. So he is a guy that you can start now. Don't start KJ Osborne. Start TJ Hawkinson. That's it for this one. Yes, we all got the Vikes. Call us Finland in the 1300s.
We're all got all Vikings. The Vikings.
Yep. All right. Falcons at Titans. Gross. Falcons are 4-3, Titans 2-4, Atlanta 2.5-point favorites. 35.5-point over under. They're talking like this game goes 20-17, classic low scoring game total, it hits the over.
Jeez.
Cool.
All right. Really cool. Injuries for the Falcons. None except Bijan, maybe. Who knows? Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't even know if Bijan knows.
Yeah, nobody knows. For the Titans, Tannehill is out with the ankle injury. Treylon Burks set to return with his knee injury. And a push notification like half hour before I started prepping for this episode today, Derrick Henry was informed he will not be traded. So rip all of our spear shares that we were hoping that Henry got traded. My question for this one is how much longer until we see Taylor Heinicke? Because the Falcons are, I guess what you could describe what they're doing as winning. I mean, I suppose. But I've never seen a head coach pull off more surrender cobras in one season than Arthur Smith has watching Desmond Ridder play football. Last week, he had 2 turnovers inside the 15, which, by the way, I had a parlay going where he had to get 1 interception and he had 2 fumbles instead. So
3 fumbles.
Sorry. Desmond Ridder,
I like how Mike was like, 2 fumbles is pretty bad. 3 fumbles?
3 fumbles?
Are you kidding me? He turned into Jim Mora.
Fumbles?
Fumbles?
How much longer until we see Taylor Heinicke, do we think?
A long time, because they're 4-3 and they're leading the division.
Okay. That's a good point. Mike, what do you think?
That pretty much sums it up. Yeah.
All right.
As long as they're winning, there's not going to be a need to pull the trigger.
How many Falcons are we pulling the trigger on in this one?
A good one. Yeah, I mean, I'm playing Bijan. I'm playing Drake London. Kyle Pitts and Jonnu Smith, sure, I guess. I mean, they're fringe tight end ones.
Mike, what do you think?
I'm playing Bijan, and that's probably it.
Wow. That's really bold of you guys. He was running back like 80 last week. I mean, are you sure you can go back to him?
Well, he's really good at football, so.
He's pretty good, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was only running back 60. All right. Fire him up.
Ooh. Yeah, 60. You definitely got to finish in the top 24.
Hey, are you ready to laugh at something?
No. Okay.
Bijan Robinson outscored Tank Bigsby last week.
Wow.
Let's go. God, we were so incredibly correct about the Jacksonville backfield, and it feels great.
It does. Tank Bigsby, 2 carries for 2 yards.
Tank Bigsby stinks.
He's bad.
Worse than D'Ernest Johnson and Travis Etienne, the only good running back anywhere near that backfield.
Correct. Correct. All right, so we run down the Falcons. Mike, let's talk about the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, the comical Titans. Derrick Henry, since he's not going to be traded, is he going to finish at least in the top 15 or not this week?
Mike, how are you? Do you think I can see the future? Why are you asking me this question? I don't know.
I mean, I have the rankings, I can tell you.
Oh, Walker. Yeah. Walker can see the future.
Right. Derrick Henry, RB 19 for me this week. So that's going to be a no go.
Yeah, it's a bad matchup. When Falcons have a good run defense. Only one player. This is not PPR. Let's see. Multiple players. I take it back. Don't have a lot of big games against them, but good God, it's like they only have good games against bad running backs have good games against the Falcons. Rashad White, Brian Robinson, Miles Sanders, top 3 scorers against them.
Weird.
All right. So I think it's hard to bet against Derrick Henry because it's kind of like the imagine betting the under on a Christian McCaffrey prop because like any play he could take to the house, but it's just a matter of like, the Titans line is not getting him up and going, and that's what he needs to. Like, once he gets to the second level, he's gone, and he's not getting going, and that's the problem.
Yeah, and I just don't see him being able to do that against the Falcons defense. It's kind of constructed to not allow you to do that.
Yeah, and especially when you're going 75%. Oh my God, I'm forgetting the goober's name.
Oh, Will Levis.
Will Levis. You're going 75% Will Levis and 25% Malik Willis, according to Mike Vrabel. You know what that says? 100% of a bad offense.
Right. Yeah. Well, it means that Malik Willis is going to get like the wildcat package where every play is going to be a run except for one. And then Will Levis will get the normal quarterback snaps and nobody will get into a rhythm and it's going to suck bad.
Yeah. So, I mean, Derrick Henry, you could conceivably bench Derrick Henry this week, depending on what your running backs look like. Walker would start Daryl Henderson over Derrick Henry.
Yes. Daryl, you don't have Henderson. To do that. They're in the you same tier.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I don't want to play any Titan. I saw what that offense looked like with Malik Willis, and Malik Willis was above Will Levis. Ooh. In the depth chart.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to start any Titans this week. Zero Titans.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, that's fair.
Yeah, who to start? I mean, you can't even start DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, it's going to be rough out there this week. And that is why I'm picking the Atlanta Falcons to win this game. In a game that I will watch 0 seconds of, I refuse to look at anything regarding this game. You cannot make me.
Yeah, I'm going with the Titans because it seems like they usually win these stupid games that finish like 13-12. So I think it's going to be a super ugly Titans pull out a win somehow. And then everybody's going to be like, is Will Levis a winner?
Mike, you're picking the Falcons?
I am picking the Falcons. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Vrabel's like, do you think Clown Ball will save you? I was born in Clown Ball. Molded by it. Yeah, molded by it. Alrighty, let's go on to the next game. Saints Colts. Both teams are 3-4. This is an even line, 43.5 point over under. Taysom Hill is questionable with a chest injury. Juwan Johnson is off the injury report. Alvin Kamara had had illness this week, limited in practice. He had to poop too much. And then on the other side, I just assume all illnesses are poops. And then on the other side, Zach Moss did not practice this week with an elbow and heel injury. He's a true questionable. Braden Smith is out with a hip injury and Kylan Granson out with a concussion. My question is about the Saints. This offense is a nightmare to watch. Mm-hmm. Is that on purpose or is it accidentally? Is it, hey, we're going to let the defense win the games for us? Or is it like, oh no, we screwed up? Because if you look at the weapons individually, this offense should be way better than it is. But like, it you have Michael Thomas, Chris Olave, and Alvin Kamara is getting 75 targets per game.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it's just that Derek Carr he doesn't want to get hit right now because he's hurting. And so his immediate instinct is just dump off to Kamara.
So it's accidentally on purpose.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think this is the offense they want to run, but it's the offense they have to with the current status of Derek Carr.
Yeah. And so you would say it's not the offense they want, but it's the offense they deserve.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm just gonna keep pulling Batman.
I was gonna say you're just all in the Batman right now.
I got up early and watched every single Batman movie, all of them, all 15 of them, or however many there are. Did you know his parents get shot at coming out of the opera?
Did you? One of my ex girlfriends was named after a Batman character.
Your ex girlfriend was Two-Face?
No.
Your ex girlfriend was named Edward Nigma?
Nope. The doctor and the lady doctor in one of them, the Michael Keaton one, I think, Dr. Chase something.
Oh yeah. What is Chase?
Iridium. One,
Chase. Hold on.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. Chase Meridian sounds like,
yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. I don't know if it is.
There's Vicky Vale.
Nope.
Vicky Vale. Yeah.
Hold on. Where's IMDb? There it is.
Yeah, Dr. Chase Meridian. She was
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman, yes.
Oh yeah, okay. So she's Catwoman.
Yeah, that's
No, that's Michelle Pfeiffer. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, that's my that's what she was named after.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah.
Go off. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys credited as Goon in the original Batman movie.
Great.
We are Six gooning for, in the Batman movie. All right. Mike, let's talk about your namesake, Michael Pittman.
Michael Pittman.
I'm pulling out of the nosedive.
For the next podcast, Superman movies.
Let's go.
No.
Yeah. Michael Pittman, top 20.
Yes. He does it every week. Let's go. Next question.
No.
Walker, I said next question.
Yeah, for you, but
yeah, Walker has a vested interest in Michael Pittman not being top 20.
I do, but if I thought he would be top 20, I would rank him there.
Ooh, fair point. I think so. I think it's I'll do actual analysis. It's an offense that has to turn to it being more traditional than it was at the beginning of the season with Anthony Richardson, where they having a big, strong guy who could run back there could cover up a lot of mistakes. So you got to get back to basics. They're going to run the ball with Jonathan Taylor a bunch. They're going to give a lot of targets to Michael Pittman, and then they're going to, you know, have 5 or 6 shots to Josh Downs, maybe a couple bubble screens for Josh Downs instead of a couple of those shots. But I think you're looking at Pittman getting probably a 27-28% target share in a game where they're going to try to throw a bunch. The only question is if the Saints offense or Saints defense is going to stop him. And you know, they get down in the red zone, if they're like 7 yards out, I feel like that has to be Pittman time. If they're within 6, five, six, that's going to be Jonathan Taylor. But given this offense is run by Gardner Minshew, who, sorry, Mike, he sucks. It's not going to be one where they're going to be like getting really close to the goal line. There's going to be some ones where they're going to putter or stutter out. Mm-hmm. And so I think yes, if he gets a touchdown, no, if he doesn't. And that's a true question.
Minshew's better than Sam Ehlinger.
It's true.
Sam Ehlinger is bad Taysom Hill. So, I mean, that's not really saying a lot. Sorry, Mike, but dude Damn. Stinks. He stinks. Bad. All right, Josh, let me ask this. Josh Downs, what are we doing with Josh Downs? We starting him? We sitting him?
I'm not starting him. I would have traded him, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. That touchdown probably came on a busted play because they Miles Garrett jumped outside.
Yeah, the defense stopped playing.
And so I do like the fact that they're moving him around. He just played in the slot the first like three games. Now they're moving him to wide out and moving him around quite a bit. But you're not looking at touchdowns here. You're looking at like four for, you know, 65. So at the very, if you really want to press it, he could be a flex option, but there's really no more room than that.
Yeah. So here's something that I've been thinking up for a while. And when people start retweeting the I am so smart tweets that they made in the off season about a particular player, that is when you trade him.
Yes.
Because people are like, because everybody's like, you need to sell high on this player because bad things are on the horizon for him. No, that's not when you sell high on a player. It's when everybody is huffing their own farts about him, but you have him and other people want him. That's when you trade him. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the ultimate trading high, when nobody wants to, when everybody's like, you cannot trade this player right now. Look how great he is. Because I am so smart. And you can trick people. And because everybody's like, trade high for this player because he has good matchups on the horizon. Like, other people can't look at the freaking schedule. That drives me crazy. trade for this player because he's going to be good now. Nobody else looks at the schedule and sees how much green is coming up in his matchups, except for you. You're the smart person.
I mean, yeah, like, you could probably trade Josh. You might be able to trade Josh Downs for like Calvin Ridley right now.
Yeah, because everybody's super high on Josh Downs because they're so smart.
And you should definitely do that.
Yes. I would do that. And I have vested interest in Calvin Ridley being terrible. So.
There you
go. All right. All righty. Are we starting Jonathan? No, I'm just kidding. You're starting Kamara. You're starting Taylor. Zach Moss. I would not start him. Do not do that.
I think he's like a low end flex.
I think his touches are trending downward. And I think that the Saints have a good defense and it's going to be. Let's just say maybe the AJ Dillon versus Zach Moss fight might not be so different this week.
It might not, but I don't know. Every week goes by and every week they run the same amount of snap shares and carries and every week you're wondering, okay, is this going to be the week that Jonathan Taylor takes over? And until that happens, then we're still stuck in the mud with both these guys.
Ridiculous. All right. I think the Colts win. Give me the Colts.
I'm also taking the Colts.
I'm taking the Saints.
Ooh, so last week there was an island where somebody picked against their own, where somebody was on an island picking against their own team, and that was Walker picking against the Lions. So Walker, no, I hope
this happened to Mike last week too.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
we
that's
both
true.
Picked the Colts and he picked the Browns and he was right. And then you guys both picked the Lions and I picked the Ravens and I was right.
Ooh, and you were right. Yep.
So Mike's going to be right.
Yeah, so Walker, I hope you're ready to take a loss with me. All right.
Yeah.
Patriots 2-5 travel to Miami, who are 5-2. Miami 9.5-point favorites, 47-point over under for the Patriots. Tackle Trent Brown is questionable to play in this one. And then for the Dolphins, we have Cam Smith to IR. Offensive guard Connor Williams is questionable. Jalen Ramsey activated, expected to play. Tomorrow, Raheem Mostert questionable with an ankle injury, and Tyreek Hill will quote be a full go. So I guess sometime down the line or whatever thing Tua Tagovailoa said means in the next game.
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, I would like to make a modest Patriot proposal, and it's not that we eat the Patriots. My proposal is that we talk about two guys every week and we say if we will start them or not. And they are Ramondre Stevenson and Kendrick Bourne. Are we starting Ramondre Stevenson?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Are we starting Kendrick Bourne?
No.
No, probably not. Not with no teams on a bye. So I'm going to say no.
Okay. I'm taking the Patriots from here on out, and that is going to be my question every week. Okay. Walker, let's talk about the Dolphins.
Should we just start the obvious ones and then just not worry about anybody else?
Yes. Tua, Waddle, Mostert, that other guy, Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
And then forget about everybody else.
Pretty much.
All right. Yeah, I agree. So really easy game, this one.
Give me the Dolphins in a massive blowout.
Dolphins win. Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty ugly for the Patriots.
All righty. Let's go on to the Jets 3-3, Giants 2-5. Jets 3-point favorites, road home favorites. 36.5-point over under. Injuries in this one for the Giants. Andrew Thomas is doubtful. That's left tackle. Darren Waller, questionable with a hamstring injury, but he is expected to play. Daniel Jones is out. And for the Jets, DJ Reed, Sauce Gardner, both cleared concussion protocol. That is Sauce Gardner, not Soft Gardner, like it sounded like I said. Please don't fight me, Sauce. Walker, you know, forget this. I'm gonna scratch both your questions. We're going to go Breece Hall versus Saquon Barkley.
Oh boy.
Who we starting? Why? Who we ranking higher?
I'll go with Saquon. I think he's going to get more touches, probably more catches, and I think that that'll end up in PPR, which is how I rank. I think in PPR he ends up with a higher floor, therefore higher likelihood of having more points.
All right, Mike, are we going Breece Hall or Saquon?
Yeah, he also doesn't have Dalvin Cook, regardless of how insignificant Dalvin Cook's been, taking carries away from him. So,
okay. Oh, yeah, Dalvin Cook, who is like, hey, I need to talk to you guys. Maybe I should be traded because you're not using me. And the Jets were like, you stink, bro. That's the problem.
you're pretty bad.
Why would we put you out there? Breece is really good.
Yeah. We would use you if you weren't ass, dude. Sorry. That's like the 11th guy on the roster on a basketball team being like, coach, I need to get more shots. It's like, go sit your ass down.
We are dragging you.
Yeah. All right. I would go with Saquon Barkley just because Jets' worst defense against running backs. And also, I think that there's going to be a lot more like Tyrod Taylor dumping the ball off to Saquon Barkley because this wide receiver room still stinks. It's still real bad, folks.
Yeah, it's not very good.
So it's going to be, I think Saquon could get Kamara'd in this game, which is the new term for a running back getting a zillion targets. All right.
Remember that time Najee Harris did that?
Yeah, Najee Harris got like, what, 115 targets one year?
He got 19 targets in one game, I think.
Oh, yeah. I had him for that game. It was glorious.
Yeah, he caught like 14 passes for 60-something yards.
Jeez.
Disgusting.
It's great. All right. Are we starting a Giants wide receiver?
No.
No.
Are we starting a Jets wide receiver not named Garrett Wilson?
No.
No.
Are we starting Garrett Wilson?
Probably.
I don't see why not. Might as well.
Yeah, so let's see. Garrett Wilson with Zach Wilson this season has... I mean, it's been basically his whole season. I don't know why I was like, oh, let's figure out these splits. It's like, oh, yeah. Aaron Rodgers, 4 snaps in week 1. So
right.
If you've been starting Garrett Wilson, continue to start him. Mm-hmm. Garrett Wilson or Devonta Smith against Washington.
Smith. I want to say Devonta Smith, but geez, he hasn't done anything. I'll go Devonta.
Garrett Wilson or Terry McLaurin?
Or McLaurin? Garrett Wilson.
McLaurin.
Okay, Garrett Wilson or last one, DK Metcalf.
Wilson.
Woo! Right to the finish. All right, I will not give any opinions because then I can't be wrong. Perfect.
Jesus.
I'm just asking questions here. Don't start either quarterback. Start Darren Waller, and that's it. I am picking the New York Football Giants. Nope, I meant to say Jets. Sorry. I was typing Jets, and then I said Giants. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I'm picking the Jets as well.
I'm going Giants.
J-E-T-S. Jets, 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 Jets. Have you considered that?
No. Have not.
Have you considered that the Jets are coming off their bye week?
That's a good consideration.
Have you considered that the Jets are the road team, but also the home team?
That's true.
That's how they get you.
But the Jets have Fireman Ed, and I don't like that guy anymore.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, let's go on. Jags, Steelers. Jags 5-2, Steelers 4-2. Walker and I were like, okay, Jacksonville, 2.5 point over under, or 2.5 point favorites. If it's a 2.5 point over under, take the over. Jacksonville, 2.5 point favorites, 41 point over under. Injuries in this one. The Steelers, Deontay Johnson off the injury report with a hamstring. I think he was just on it for a vet's rest day. Joey Porter is questionable with an injury as well. And then for the Jaguars, Zay Jones is out with a knee injury, and Tank Bigsby is bad. That's not an injury report. That's just something we will remind you all the time. All right, Walker, let's talk about him. Calvin Ridley. I was in a hipster coffee shop, and they were talking about, they're whispering about how Calvin Ridley needs a big game.
I have three questions. Calvin Ridley game tonight? Calvin Ridley game tonight, Queen? Calvin Ridley game tonight?
I was wondering where you were going with that when you said you have three questions. Mike, not on Twitter, being like, what is Walker talking about?
Yeah.
It's a meme format, Mike.
And the answer is maybe, but with no bye weeks, I don't think I trust him enough to start him.
Exactly. And that was, that kind of leads into my next question that I asked last week, but about Calvin Ridley, which is, are we finding reasons to start Calvin Ridley instead of finding reasons to bench Calvin Ridley, meaning we'll start him in good matchups in bye weeks instead of lock him down unless he has a bad matchup? And I think it could be, you know, but I don't trust it. I have my full complement of players. Why would I play a guy that I don't know if he's going to get one fantasy point?
Right, exactly.
Which he has done.
There are three receivers in this game I would play over Calvin Ridley.
Both Steelers guys and
Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk. Why couldn't I think of his name? Christian Kirk. But yes, I agree. Mike, would you play Calvin Ridley?
Well, if Trent are correct, and sometimes they're not, he had the week one, he had a great game when he had 8 for 101 against Mike the Colts.
Mike hitting us with the if these trends continue.
And then three really bad ones, and then a good one against Buffalo, 7 for 122, and then two really bad ones. So if trends continue, then he'll have a bad one this week and a good one next week. So, no, I'm not going with Calvin Ridley.
All right. Calvin Ridley or Joshua Palmer. This is what we've come to.
And I'd go Palmer.
I think I'd go Palmer as well.
Calvin Ridley or Amari Cooper with DTR at quarterback.
Cooper.
Well, Walker's out? PJ Walker?
Oh, no, it's PJ Walker. Sorry. I keep thinking that DTR is the backup. I keep doing that.
Because he's on the roster and Walker's not. They just keep elevating Walker from the practice squad.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying. So I'm like, oh, it's going to be DTR.
After this week, they're going to have to just sign him because he's going to run out of promotions.
And that's when Deshaun Watson goes on fake IR.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. What was the question again?
That's fair.
That's entirely fair. Amari Cooper or Calvin Ridley?
I'm going to go Coop.
Nice. Calvin Ridley or last one, Tyler Lockett.
Oh.
Ridley.
Why not? I'll go Ridley. Why not?
His real name is Calvin E. Nigba, but they call him Ridley.
Ooh, the Ridley.
The Ridley. All right. I think we kind of answered this question, but Mike, you want to talk about the Steelers wide receivers?
Yeah, we kind of did, but Deontay Johnson.
Deontay.
Or George Pickens or both.
Both. I'm starting them both, and I'm starting Kenny Pickett this week as a streamer, as a sleeper.
I'm not going that far, but I will start Deontay Johnson and George Pickens as back-end wide receiver twos.
You know what? I'll say it. I'll start Kenny Pickett over Anthony Richardson, over Deshaun Watson, over Justin Fields.
Okay, Fantasy Gazette. Okay, Jordan Loop.
Jordan Loop.
Jordan Loop gets people sometimes with his, though, so it's very good.
Yeah, he's actually pretty good at it.
Yeah. Mike, what are your thoughts? Yes, no, maybe, yes.
Yeah, I'm really surprised because Kenny Pickett is not great.
He's not good.
But he only throws to two guys.
He only throws to two guys, and they do really well. So, yeah, let's get them both going.
He would throw to three, but the third one got hurt. He would throw to four, but Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren just kind of run around now. So, yeah, I would start them both. I think they're both, I don't do ranks, but I'd say both top 30 guys this week. And I kind of default to three wide receiver leagues. So I would start them both.
Yeah, I have them 23 and 24.
Okay. I was going to say top 24, but that felt a bit much to me. All right. We are starting Trevor Lawrence. Yes. Good matchup against the Steelers.
Yes. I have him quarterback six.
Okay.
Ooh, that high? Wow.
We are starting. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, if Walker hasn't that high, then absolutely.
All right, we're starting ETN. What are we doing with the Steelers running backs? Jaylen Warren, Najee Harris, they're just splitting touches out there. Like I said, they're just running around out there.
I would not start either of them.
I would not start either of them unless you have a gut feeling that Najee Harris is going to score a touchdown.
All right, tell me this isn't the most hideous list of players. 27 through 31 on ECR this week are Gus Edwards, Chuba Hubbard, Najee Harris, Amari DiMercato, and Jaylen Warren.
Running back dead zone, baby.
Yeah. Oh. That's
Amari DiCardo. Yikes.
Amari DiCardo. I mean, you got most of his name.
Amari DiCardo.
I'm too lazy to pronounce
you
the
know, word. Amari DiCardo.
Amari yeah. DiCardo. Sounds like it's like somehow the opposite of a oh my god, why am I blanking on his name? John C. Riley, Bringo.
Bringo, Steve Brohl.
Steve Brohl, yeah. It's like the opposite of a Steve Brohl. Amari what did you even call him? Amari
DiCardo.
DiCardo.
DiCardo, yeah.
That's a Steve.
For sure, that's it.
Alrighty. You're starting we already talked about Calvin Ridley. Christian Kirk must start. Yes.
Yep.
Mike? Okay.
Yep.
All right. You're starting Travis Etienne. Tate Bigsby was somehow worse than Bijan Robinson last week. You're starting Evan Ingram. And that is it. I'm going the Jags.
I am picking the Jaguars.
I'm going the Steelers.
The Steelers. Mike loves the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They would be the most fraudulent 5-2 team of all time if they won this game.
I would be so mad at them.
This team like, sucks.
Yeah, they're really bad. Like
I don't even know how they're 4-2.
Yeah, don't they have like a negative 30 point differential?
I'm gonna look that up. But yeah, they're when the Niners smashed them in week one, I was like, oh, this is gonna be a bad year for the Steelers. And then somehow they're 4-2 and they're gonna fart their way into like 10-7. And then because Mike Tomlin is a good coach and the roster is terrible, and they're gonna go to the playoffs and it's gonna be really stupid. And I'm gonna get mad.
They're gonna the seventh seed and then they're gonna get beat like 38-10 by the Buffalo Bills or Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, they're gonna go to Miami and get just run out of the building.
Yes.
All right. They have a negative 24 point differential.
Jeez.
That sucks.
Yeah. Hey, guess what the Broncos point differential is?
Negative 26.
Negative 69.
Oh wow. Okay.
69.
Worst team in the NFL by point differential. Can you guess who it is? I'll give
Broncos.
You a hint. It's also the worst team in the NFL by record.
Yeah, I was gonna guess the Panthers, but it's
yeah, Panthers.
Seemed like the only option, really.
Yeah. Alrighty. Let's where are we? I have too many tabs.
Eagles Commanders.
Eagles 6-1, Commanders 3-4. Philadelphia 7-point favorites, 43.5 point over under. We're all taking the Eagles in this one. Let's just get that out of the way. Injuries for this one. The Eagles have no injuries. The only notable roster thing that happened was they did trade for Kevin Beard this week.
Jesus Christ.
Beard.
Every time I see his name, I'm like, Beard. They traded for Kevin Beard. Beard. Now I can't even see his name right anymore.
Beard.
My mouth wouldn't do it. Curtis Samuel expected to play, dealing with a foot injury all week. My question was, are we reaching a similar point with Devonta Smith as we reach with Calvin Ridley, which is maybe we start not playing him unless it's a good matchup, because it really feels like AJ Brown has just taken over this offense. Like last week, I remember AJ Brown had 5 targets, whereas Dallas Goedert and Devonta Smith had 10 combined. Walker loves my question. Walker yawning.
I couldn't help it. I was trying not to, but yeah, I think we're not at the same point as we are with Ridley. I still think Smith ranks pretty comfortably higher, but I could see situations where you wouldn't be starting him this week. You know, 2 wide receiver in a flex league. There's a conceivable lineup out there where you'd be benching him and you'd be justified. But I think in most cases you're sticking with him.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the comps are pretty much the same. They're pretty similar. Devonta Smith, 31, wide receiver 31. And Calvin Ridley is a wide receiver 38. The last time Devonta Smith did something was 3 games ago, just like we talked about Calvin Ridley in his 3 games situation.
Mike, but, I have a question. What wide receiver is Christian Kirk on the season?
He's 38.
No, that's Calvin Ridley.
Oh, Christian Kirk. I'm sorry. Christian Kirk is 15.
Oh, I was really hoping he'd be 17 and we could get a Fetty Wap.
Chill. All right. I forgot where we were. Oh, we were talking about the Eagles. We went down a rabbit hole. We're starting Dallas Goedert. You're starting Jalen Hurts. All right. So it sounds like we're starting all Eagles, DeAndre Swift included.
Yeah, I would start all 5 of the main guys, yeah.
All righty. Let's talk about the Commanders. Walker.
Logan Thomas season once again.
I want it to be.
Yes.
I don't trust it. It's a good matchup.
I wrote in the Start Sit article that I'm predicting a 7 catch, 57 yard performance for Logan Thomas.
That it, on 11 targets. On 11 targets.
Right, and it'll be I think I would have probably said 9 targets. So, yeah, I think he's a back end tight end 1 this week.
Yeah, didn't you also call him the blobbiest blob that's ever blobbed or something?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, he is the very epitome of the blob. He could be.
This dude is Mr. Blob.
Mr. Blob. He could be tight end 6 in a given week or tight end 26 in a given week, and there's no way to know. There's literally no way to know. Drives Not me really. Crazy.
No, I mean, you can try to play matchups. It won't always work for you, but it'll probably, on a percentage basis, you'll probably still have an advantage.
Yeah. And this is why Mark Andrews was the play, because Travis Kelce was too rich for my blood. And that's why Mark Andrews was my play this season. So I don't have to deal with this anymore.
That's true. Yes. I mean, I think in my 5 leagues, my tight ends are Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, George Kittle, and Evan Engram.
Yeah, it's just like, that's like in fantasy baseball this year, I always punted on catcher, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm too old for this. I went out and I got JT Realmuto. And was he the catcher 1? No, but I never had to replace him. I never thought about replacing him, so I was just pretty happy. Just like, let him ride all year long. So that's kind of how I feel about Logan Thomas. Just let him ride.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a good matchup here. He should get some targets.
All right. Are we playing Sam Howell?
I think you can, honestly.
Yes, definitely in 2 quarterback leagues and 1 quarterback leagues, he's riding that verge. If you're looking at starting Matthew, if you have Matthew Stafford and Sam Howell, I'd probably go Sam Howell. So I'd say, yeah, start him.
Here's my hot take. Walker, get Jacoby Brissett in the ranks. Let's go. Through no fault of his own, he will get benched because they're going to get blown the hell out, and he will take too many sacks, and it'll be Jacoby Brissett time.
I don't think so. I think this one's going to be more competitive.
You think so?
I mean, Washington almost beat Philly earlier this season.
Yeah, but that was when like Sam Howell still had his, before the cumulative effects of all the sacks started to take their toll on Sam Howell. He holds onto the ball way too long. He doesn't trust what he's seeing anymore. He really struggles to like ball out, as the kids say.
I mean,
at this point,
I don't know. I think he's pretty much the same guy. I think he's always looked like that. It just was covered up by the fact that they were playing better.
That's perhaps true. Perhaps not. I don't know. I have a statement for you both.
Yes.
Jahan Dotson. Absolutely not. Not even once.
No way.
No.
Terry McLaurin. Yes.
Yes.
Terry McLaurin or Devonta Smith, Mike?
McLaurin.
Walker?
McLaurin.
All right. And then Brian Robinson?
I would try to not start him this week.
Yeah, not against the Eagles.
All right. So we go on Brian Robinson or Bijan. No, I'm just kidding. I wish that they were closer in talent level so I could say Brian or Bijan every week. Let's go Brian Robinson or Alexander Mattison.
Ooh. I'm going to go Alexander Mattison just because he catches more passes.
With a cameo for Mike's squeaky chair, by the way.
Yeah. I'll also go Madison.
All right. Brian Robinson or let's go Zach Moss.
Brian.
Robinson, yeah.
All right. Brian Robinson, last one, or Miles Sanders, assuming that he plays.
Robinson.
Yeah, I got to go Robinson.
Okay. All righty. I think that's it for this game. Don't start Antonio Gibson. Dallas Goedert's must start. All right, let's move on to the next game.
Oh, Curtis Samuel. He's a wide receiver three for me.
Yes, Curtis Samuel. I have him. He's 49% rostered, and I think this is the last week that he will qualify for the sleepers article because he's been playing very well lately. I have him as one of my streamers for this week.
He's had a great season.
It's the first time I'm hearing about this.
He was a great man, a great player.
All right.
What can you say?
Speaking of great players, let's talk about the Texans and the Panthers.
Hmm.
Texans 3-3, Panthers 0-6.
Yikes.
Which way, Western man, CJ Stroud or Bryce Young?
Looks like CJ Stroud.
Yep. Houston 3-point favorites, 43.5 point over under. Injuries in this one. Panthers, Laviska Shenault is out. So in all your 9 wide receiver leagues, make sure to get him out of your lineup. Von Bell also out with a quad injury. On the other side, the Texans, Tank Dell is cleared from his concussion. Brevin Jordan is out with the foot injury. Laremy Tunsil is off the injury report with his knee injury. And Robert Woods with the foot injury is doubtful. Guys, protect your feet. Something's going on in Houston. That foot injury is all over the place.
They've got a lot of athlete's foot going around.
Well, yeah. I mean, every team has like 104 athlete's feet.
106.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it's 53. For some reason, I had 52 in my head. All right. Mike, let's talk about Bryce Young.
Yeah, so is he going to be top 12?
No, next question.
Yeah, absolutely not.
No? Okay.
I had him in my streamers this week, but when I tell you that it was a stretch, it was a stretchy stretch. He was, I think, my sub 10% guy this week. Let me see the case that I made for him. I don't even remember it. He flashed some arm talent, which means I made some shit up. Adam Thielen is a good option, and the Texans allow the 8th most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Cool. And then with Miles Sanders and Chuba Hubbard as whatever the opposite of a dynamic duo is in the backfield, the Panthers should throw a ton. So he will be quarterback 17.
I have him at 23.
He's pretty bad. He's pretty bad.
Yeah, he's not great.
In fact, he's only right now fourth of a hundredth of a – no, that'd be a tenth of a point above Anthony Richardson.
Eesh. He's not playing well. Like, he's not performing, but I don't think he's bad. I think that the Panthers are just – they're terrible, and they over-leverage to get him, and now he's going to be terrible for a few years because they have no assets to stock up around him. And his best wide receiver is, what, 33? 32? Adam Thielen?
One of those, yeah.
It's going to be rough times in Carolina because they over-leverage to get Bryce Young, and now they're going to break him because they have nothing around him.
Yeah, you know who's – You know who's worse than Anthony Richardson? Three Bryce players.
Who's worse than Anthony Richardson?
Oh, for fantasy so far? Yeah. Zach Wilson.
No.
What? How? Wait. Oh, is this in total? Wait, hold on.
Total points. Could be Zach Wilson. No, Zach Wilson is 28 right now.
So worse than... I'm struggling with this.
Tyson Bagent.
Well, yeah.
Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson is one.
Yeah. Okay.
Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill is another.
Okay.
You said three. Worse than Anthony Richardson. You said Bryce Young's just ahead of him.
Just ahead, yeah.
Mac Jones.
No.
What? Hold on, I'm looking at
Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, he's just ahead of him, 27.
Dobbs?
No,
nope.
It's not.
No, it's not Dobbs. Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Good lord, that's a lot of bad quarterbacks.
Yeah, too many of them. Okay, never mind. What do we got here? Jeff, was last game a portend of disaster for Damian Pierce? Yes. And is Devin Singletary 19% rostered a nice ad? I don't know.
That was the appropriate response that I was looking for. So, Walker, thank you for the question. So I'm going to use that as a jumping off point. This is going to be one of those things where both players get like 12 touches a game, and it's going to be really annoying, and you don't want either of them on your roster. Because last week, guess what? They both had 13 touches, and neither one of them was that great. So
all four of the running backs of the main running backs in this game are the same guy, basically.
That was going to be my last question was I was going to ask you both to do the impossible, which is rank the four running backs in this game.
Pierce, Sanders, Hubbard, Singletary.
Yeah, that sounds about right, because at least Hubbard's getting more play than Singletary, I believe.
Pierce, Sanders, Singletary, Hubbard.
Interesting.
Actually, Sanders, Pierce, Singletary, Hubbard. I forgot that I hate Damian Pierce.
I forgot. Yeah, you really hate him so much that you forgot.
That you hate him.
I forgot that he existed. He's a non-entity in my mind.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Whenever CJ Stroud hands the ball off, there's just like that white fuzz from old televisions just on the screen. That's who gets the ball. I don't even see Damian Pierce.
Gotcha.
All right. It sounds like we're starting CJ Stroud this week. Yes. Quarterback 10-ish.
He's one of my sits. I don't want to play him.
Okay. Mike.
I think I'm actually starting him in one league, but my choices aren't very great. I think I have like Desmond Ridder and someone like Desmond Ridder. But
well, I would take Stroud over Desmond Ridder and Desmond Ridder. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough battle, but yeah.
And then we're starting Adam Thielen. Are we starting Nico?
Nico.
In three wide receiver leagues, for sure. In two wide receiver leagues, maybe.
Probably not. I think the lack of buys make it probably not in two wide receiver league. Mike, right. What do you think? Are we starting Nico?
I'd go for it just because it's Nico.
Tank Dell.
Tank. No.
I'm not starting him.
Oh, you'd start Nico over Tank?
Oh, yeah.
Or neither? Okay.
Mike, what do you think? Nico or Tank Dell? Or would you even start Tank Dell?
I wouldn't start both of them, but I'll go with Walker because he's better at this than I am.
All right. I mean, I'll take it, I guess.
So, all right.
Well, Nico's wide receiver 18 on the season, so there we go. Okay.
Are we starting old Dalty Schultz this week going up against this Panthers defense that allows 20 most fantasy points per game?
Yeah, it's a pretty good matchup. I like Schultz this week.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, trying to find Schultz. Yeah, for sure.
Old Schultzy Schultz. All right. Is that everybody in this game? I think that's everybody in this game.
Yeah.
Don't start DJ Chark.
No.
All right. It's a clean sweep, Houston Texans. All right. Next game up is Browns and Seahawks. Both teams are 4-2. Seahawks, 3.5-point favorites, 38-point over-under. Injuries in this one: Tyler Lockett dealing with a hamstring injury, Ken Walker dealing with a calf injury, Zach Charbonnet dealing with a hamstring injury, all set to play. We mentioned earlier, DK Metcalf not even on injury reports at the end of the week, so he's good to go. For the Browns, Jedrick Willis is questionable with a foot/ankle injury. The bad man is out, and who knows? Who knows about Jerome Ford? He was supposed to be out 1 to 2 weeks. Now he's practicing in full. Who knows? I don't know. Me personally, I don't know. I have no idea. My question is this a Kareem Hunt game?
Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, if Ford is not playing, then absolutely. If Ford is playing, then probably not.
Right.
Oh, boy. So let me ask you both this. Is there a Brown we want to start? David Njoku?
No.
No, I don't think so.
So no Browns?
Yeah, I mean,
What is this, a Connecticut country club? Folks.
Jesus. you could have just said Augusta National, honestly. It would have been
that's
just
true.
As true.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to start Amari Cooper this week. If I had Amari Cooper, I'd feel pretty good about it.
I kind of feel like there's nowhere else that that PJ Walker, not DTR, can go is other than Amari Cooper. And he's still been okay with PJ Walker. So
right. I mean, he had a bad game last week, but he still got 8 targets. And then the week before that, he had 4 for over 100 against the Niners.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's been all with PJ Walker, a quarterback. So he's going to be fine, I think.
That's XFL MVP PJ Walker to you. Mike, what do you think?
MVPJ.
MVPJ. I think one of these guys will probably finish in the top 24, and the best bet is Amari Cooper, even though he's the wide receiver 42 on the season.
Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
Well, he did play with Deshaun Watson for a while, who is
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's wild how the organization overleveraged themselves for Deshaun Watson, and they're quietly trying to make us all forget that Deshaun Watson exists.
Is that good?
Is that good?
Is that a good way to run your franchise?
Going out of your way to placate the serial sex offender and then forgetting that he exists after giving him the only long-term guaranteed, fully guaranteed contract in the history of the NFL. Is that good?
And the fact of the matter is that if they had like a normal, decent quarterback, they would be a Super Bowl contender.
That's true. That offense or that defense is incredible.
They're pretty good, even though the Colts destroyed them, but
yeah, for some reason I don't know what happened. It was just a weird game.
It was a weird game.
That means by title belt rules, the Colts are better than the Niners. So
by one point.
All right. Walker, you wanted to ask about Walker?
Yeah. Can we start any Seahawks other than Kenneth Walker?
Geno's been so bad.
Geno's been so bad. This offense has been, I mean, the defense has been so good in Cleveland.
Right.
I mean, you're kind of defaulting into like a DK Metcalf or Tyler Lockett as your wide receiver three situation.
Yeah, I mean, I could understand. Like, I have, you know, guys like Zay Flowers and Romeo Doubs ranked higher than Metcalf and Lockett, but you're not going to make that decision. I understand. Again, they're in the same tier. So if you don't want to do that, but like, I would definitely start Calvin Ridley over any Seahawks receiver.
Okay, that's fair. Mike, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, both receivers are not doing well either. Geno Smith is not doing well. You know, expect the wide receivers are doing well. Lockett, wide receiver 43. DK Metcalf, wide receiver 45. I think Walker is the only guy I'm starting.
Okay. I won't let you down, Coach.
Good job. That's what I want to hear.
All right, hold on. I'm making money moves. I have players in my IR slot. They're no longer IR eligible. David Montgomery going to IR.
Oh no.
All right. Now here's a question for you. Start or sit? Jalen Ramsey or Kyle Hamilton?
Duh. I don't know. I don't play ADP.
Yeah. Both defensive backs. I don't know.
I'm gonna say I'm not starting Jalen Ramsey in his first game back.
Yeah, all right. I probably would have said Hamilton, but also it would not have been an educated opinion.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with call me a lib circa 2018 because I'm going Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Like the play or the musical.
By Lin-Manuel
Miranda. Do you get
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's the guy that does those weird raps with the goatees.
Yeah, I don't like him.
No, he's annoying. All right. We all got the Seahawks win in this one. This is another game you can't make me watch ever. I won't do it. I refuse. Chiefs Broncos. Chiefs 6-1. Broncos 2-5. KC 7-point favorites. 47-point over under. Chiefs. Justin Ross. We have a new bad man alert, folks.
Yeah.
Except this one sucks butt, so we never have to think about him ever again. Nick Bolton will have surgery on his wrist. Will be out approximately 2 months. And then on the other side, the Broncos, Brandon Johnson, when I wrote these notes, was questionable with the hamstring injury. He gone. He on IR. They elevated Tre'Quan Smith because you just have to have somebody over Marvin Mims. You can't just have Marvin Mims be your wide receiver 3, can you, Sean Payton, you stupid idiot moron?
Just because they're elevating Smith doesn't mean he's going to play ahead Mims.
No, I know. I just wanted to get mad.
Okay.
Did I get, was it justified? No?
Sure, that's fine. I don't care.
All right. Mike, let's talk about the only rookie wide receiver that has been getting any run in this these two teams.
Yeah, Rashee Rice. Is he going to put in another top 20?
No.
No, I don't think so. I think this is going to be one where the Denver Broncos are going to be so bad they're going to fall apart pretty early, and it's going to be like 2 Travis Kelce touchdowns in the first, like, 18 minutes of action, and then the Chiefs just run the ball with their running backs like 35 times the rest of the game, and they win like 28-10.
Yeah, I mean, that could definitely happen. I have Isaiah Pacheco ranked very high because of game script reasons and matchup reasons, so yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's I don't think it's a great matchup. You know, Rice is the best receiver in that room, so he's going to get more Sertan than anybody. And he's, you know, he's usage still isn't that great. I just don't think it's consistent enough when nobody's on bye and where in the matchup where the Chiefs are probably going to run the ball more than usual.
I agree with Walker. It's going to be too inconsistent. I would like another top 20 performance. I could see it happening. I just don't. I'm not bullish on it. What do you think about your own question, Mike?
Yeah, I think that's the situation. It's going to be really tough just because they're going to want to control the clock and run quite a bit. So when you're running, you're sure not throwing. And when you're not throwing, you're not targeting Rashee Rice.
Hold on. I'm writing all this down. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. Wait, so when you're running, you're not throwing?
When you're not throwing, you're not throwing. Yeah. Not okay. N-O-T. Not
throwing. Okay. I got it. Okay. All right. Walker, Courtland Sutton, sneaky wide receiver 2?
Yes, that is the question I asked.
Well?
No, I don't think so.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I stripped them of their real name and I called them the Broncos, the Twitter meme. They're bad. They stink.
Yeah, no, I mean, Sutton's been getting involved more, but I not in this matchup. I don't think you should be playing him.
Mike, thoughts?
Well, he is the wide receiver 19, and Broncos are going to have to throw because they're going to get
starting him
trashy. So I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say
wow.
Well, we know that Mike's going to be correct because that's what happens every time.
Single time.
Wow, Mike, incredible. And then gone off the deep end finally, folks.
And then Mike, and then every Tuesday, Mike's just that Usher from The Last Dance doing the shrug.
I didn't watch that.
Oh, it's a meme on Twitter. The guy that's just like with the mullet, the blonde guy with the mullet and the mustache.
I don't know.
Just like shrugging.
Okay.
Oh, anyways. Mike, do you know what I'm talking about?
Sorry, I don't.
Am I the only one who knows anything?
You might be.
About this.
All right, Chiefs are going to smash. Let me ask this. Kelce, yes. Mahomes, yes. Pacheco, yes, it sounds like. Mike, do you agree with Pacheco?
Yes, for sure.
Javonte?
I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't either.
Jaleel McLaughlin, everybody's favorite fever dream.
No,
no.
Jaleel McLaughlin is running back for Travis Fulgham.
Fulgham.
No, McLaughlin's actually kind of good.
I don't know. So is it just the big names in this one that you want to start then? Except for Mike loves Courtland Sutton.
Courtland.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's the main Chiefs guys, and I wouldn't start any Broncos in this game, honestly.
Not even Jerry Jeudy.
No.
I tend to agree with Walker. And Mike also, it sounds like you agree, except you would start Courtland Sutton.
Yeah, that would be I'm not starting Jerry Jeudy. No way.
All right, and we all got the Broncos. Losing.
That's right.
All right. You ready for a bird battle?
Bird battle time.
Bird battle. Ravens at Cardinals. Ravens 5-2. Cardinals 1-6. Baltimore 9.5-point favorites. I would take that because they are going to smash the Cardinals. 44.5-point over under. Injuries in this one. Kyler doubtful with a knee injury. I wrote those notes and then he was not activated off of IR, so he will not be playing. Zach Ertz is on IR. For the Ravens, Keaton Mitchell is questionable. Actually, Keaton Mitchell is running back for Travis Fulgham. Walker, what is your question?
Is Lamar Jackson the MVP if the season ended right now?
I don't know who else would be.
Patrick Mahomes?
Mahomes is really good, and I would say Mahomes is a better player than Lamar, but I think Lamar's had a better season than Mahomes.
Yeah, because think about it this way. This is the way that I think about it. How many teams in the top five have blown out other teams in the top five? It's pretty much the Ravens blowing out the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions probably aren't top five. Maybe I just would outside. Say they
are. All right, six.
Sure, whatever. I mean, if you want to put him there, I've seen people put him there. So,
if you want to crown the ass, then crown him.
Yeah. So, I think the Ravens beating the Lions by that much is probably the most impressive win of the season by any team so far.
I agree.
But they also lost to the Colts.
That's true.
And the Colts stink.
And the Colts are bad.
So, yeah, the Ravens are prone to doing that for some reason. I don't really understand why that's the case. But I think when this team's at its best this season, they might be the best team in the entire league.
And I think when the team's at its best, it's because the offense is flowing through Lamar, and it's flowing through Lamar very well this year. So I would think that he would have a compelling case to be MVP. And I get what Mike is saying about Patrick Mahomes, but we have to also realize there's MVP fatigue, where you can't give it to the same guy every year. It's the reason why Bill Belichick didn't win Coach of the Year for like a decade straight.
Right.
So, I definitely think Lamar is definitely a candidate. There's no doubt about that. I just think there's Myra Jalen Hurts. No.
Lamar's been better than Hurts.
Tongue Viola.
Tua might be. I would put Tua over Hurts right now, honestly.
Yeah, I think I probably would too. I would have Lamar number one. After that, I really don't know, though, honestly.
Good call bringing up Tua, Mike, because I was struggling to think of a number two, and it might just be Tua, because I don't think it's Mahomes. Just when I think about these awards, I think about who the voters are going to vote for, and I do factor in greatness fatigue. And it shouldn't be a thing, but it is. And so I don't, Patrick Mahomes, I think, has to have over 50 touchdowns to win MVP again. So. And Josh Allen has had too many primetime meltdowns for it to be Josh Allen. Like, he's had a lot of stupid plays. So I think it is Lamar. And I think, Mike, I think you nailed it for number two. I think right now it's Tua, because that offense is humming. And, he quarterbacked an offense that only didn't tie for the most points in history because the head coach felt bad for the other team.
It's true.
So, I mean... Yeah, I think he is the MVP right now. But I think Tua is a good number two. I think top five is going to be like Lamar, Tua.
Mahomes, probably.
Yeah, Mahomes, Hurts.
And then maybe Tyreek or something.
Brock Purdy. No.
Brock.
Christian McCaffrey could get sneaky top five votes as the fifth. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know why they just don't change it to the quarterback award.
I agree.
Like, they should have...
I would still pick Lamar this year, but, like, I think, like, Christian McCaffrey probably should be number two in the MVP race.
That's possible. But it's, you just also have to account for, like Mike said, they should just rename it the quarterback award.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. My question is, with Zach Ertz on IR, is it Trey McBride season? Keeping in mind that if you cut out the game where he got hurt, Zach Ertz had a 19.9% target share, which was sixth among tight ends this season. So, with those in the past, when Zach Ertz has gone down, it's gone to Trey McBride before. Do we feel like it can go to Trey McBride again? And should we maybe go snatch him up?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, especially because it's a bad matchup this week. So a lot of people won't want him right now. Good to stash. And then in the better matchups upcoming, you can play him.
Okay, Mike?
Yeah, I think he's going to be pretty consistent. I don't know if he's going to be like Dalton Kincaid was on Thursday, but he's definitely going to be targeted quite a bit. And he's that tight end where, you know, splitting with Zach Ertz is no longer so. But that Cardinals offense is just so just bad until at least Kyler Murray returns. I don't know. But I like Trey McBride. I think you go and get him.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it when James Conner got hurt. We were like, this offense flows through James Conner right now. And with him hurt, like, is the whole thing going to fall apart? And we all were like, yeah, I think it might. And that's what we're seeing happen.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it's really bad. And it's so let me ask you all this. Would we start any Cardinals this week? I'm talking basically, are we starting Marquise Brown?
No.
Yeah, no. No.
So no birds.
No.
Well, the blackbirds, yes.
Oh, not yes. The redbirds. No redbirds, yes.
No redbirds. No angry right. birds. No angry birds.
What about no angry birds? Just goth birds.
Just goth birds, yeah.
All right. For the Ravens, are we starting Gus Edwards?
No.
Not out. Yeah. Flex, maybe. But yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think he's, if you think about Evan's toolbox bench that he talks about, he's that guy that you plug in bye weeks right now. That's what he is. You're like, oh my God, I need points. He will get me 9 of them. Right. But when every team's playing, you don't need that.
Right.
Zay Flowers, yes?
Yes.
In 3 wide receiver leagues, yes. In 2 wide receiver leagues, no.
Nobody else in the receiver room?
Correct.
No. Yeah. Nobody.
I don't know why I stuttered that into like a record scratch. I was like,
receiver room.
All right. So you're starting Lamar. You're starting Mark Andrews. All right. Baltimore is going to win. Mm-hmm. I didn't think of a question for this game because my question for the 49ers was a plea to God and he heard me. Brock Purdy is back. Deebo Samuel is out. Trent Williams is questionable. This is the Bengals at the 49ers. Niners 4-point favorites, 43.5-point over under. Forgot to introduce the game. Bengals 3-3, Niners 5-2. For the Bengals, Chase Young went to IR with a hamstring injury.
Chase Young.
Chase Brown.
Okay.
Yeah, I said Young. Chase Brown. How about the Chase that's actually on the Bengals, but not the good Chase, the bad Chase, the guy whose first name is Chase, not the guy whose last name is Chase.
Yes.
Correct. All right, Mike, your question is about Joseph Robinette Burrow.
Yeah, is he Joseph Robinette? Is old man Joe Burrow going to get back to at least top 10, or is this like San Francisco defense too tough? Or, I mean, Joe Burrow just sucks.
I don't think Joe Burrow sucks, but
I think he sucks right now because he's hurt.
Right. He's clearly hampered, and he's learning how every week he's learning a little bit more how to play with it. I think if you have him, you're probably going to play him this week. Top 10, I don't think so, but I have him ranked 12, so he's not far enough out that you're going to bench him, I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Walker. I think he's full of clothes. Hampered, folks.
Oh,
that's what you want when you make a joke. People knowingly responding.
I get it now.
I think that he's going to end up in the top 10 just because the Niners kind of struggle with 3 wide receiver sets a little bit because their cornerback depth is a little lacking, we'll say. So I think that he'll have a decent game. I think that this will be a decent game. So I would say I'll split the difference. I'll call him 11th. And I think he's just hampered, but I also think that he will just be able to throw a bunch on the Niners. I think this will be a terrible game for Joe Mixon. I think it'll be a good game for Tyler Boyd. And T. Higgins and Jamar Chase should have decent games. I just ran down my whole thoughts on the Bengals. Any differing thoughts about the Bengals?
I mean, yeah, Burrow, fringe, quarterback one, Joe Mixon. I would probably, I mean, if you could get away from Joe Mixon, I would, but I don't think you're probably going to be able to. Jamar Chase, very good. T. Higgins, good enough matchup that he'll probably get something. And that's it.
Mike, what do you think about the Cincinnati Bengals?
Outside of them just absolutely killing my fantasy team. Yeah, Mixon has not been very good at all. I don't think you can start him unless you're flux. And then Burrow has just been an enigma. He's only had really one good game. I mean, I know he's hurt and everything. So it's not, you know, him talent-wise. It's just he's limited. Chase, for sure, you can definitely want to get him involved because he's played well regardless. Well, who would you guys start? Chase? I mean, not Chase. Goff or Burrow?
Home Goff.
Goff, yeah.
Okay.
I would like to say I'm very proud of the three of us. We all go so far out of our way to not say a guy sucks. We are not. That's how you know we're not hot take merchants. We're like, look, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's also like, Mike, you weren't here, but I debuted a game with Walker called Does This Guy Suck? And I was like, look, here's the thing. I understand they're all professional athletes. They're all in the top 1% in the entire world. But we have to grade them against each other. And for fantasy, does this guy suck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, personally wise, they're gods among men. But yeah. But among gods, how godly are they really gods of the gods?
Yeah. I've been so. Mike.
And you're hearing that all the time.
I mean, I'm turning on the radio. They're gods among gods among gods. I mean, they're godly among the gods. But if you stand next to an NFL player, you're like, oh, how am I the same species as this person?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, through Kate's old job, I got sideline passes to 49ers games to warmups. And I was standing next to Nick Bosa and I was like, how am I the same? Like, how?
Yeah. How are we both humans?
How? And I once stood behind, Marcus Davenport and Cam Jordan. And I was like, how they were, it was like standing behind sheets of drywall. Like they were so big and wide. I was like, how am I the same person as this or the same species as this person? So, we all understand they're gods. And that is to say, Brock Purdy's back. Speaking of gods, let's go. Greek god of being a little guy. That's how I feel about Brock Purdy. I have no question for the 49ers. Christian McCaffrey he's good. Is Brock Purdy, oh, here we go. Is Brock Purdy turning into a pumpkin?
He might be.
No, wrong. Mike, off the podcast.
Not yet, no.
Bye.
I know I'm breaking new ground here, but nobody's going to go an entire career without having some bad games.
Right.
It's true.
And no, nobody's going to go undefeated for their whole career. So, you know, I'm having a very measured response to Brock Purdy's last two games.
It's way too early to say that he's already established himself this far. Two bad games, I'm not going to care about. I mean, if we looked at Joe Burrow this season, you'd right. say, you know, but he's already cleared that path. So I think Brock Purdy's made a headway for himself. I mean, now if he continues down this road, then.
Yeah. And, you know, people are like, oh, he's just fancy Jimmy Garoppolo. I've seen those takes. And it's like, no, I've seen Brock Purdy do things that Jimmy Garoppolo never did. You know, it's the way that, namely that Brock Purdy can actually feather the ball between levels. Like everything Garoppolo threw was either a rainbow or a bullet. And he couldn't really feather things between levels. And that's, I can see Brock Purdy's much better at that. He doesn't have a great arm. Like he doesn't have the best arm in the world. So he is limited as a quarterback, but You know, people just think that if you being a good quarterback is just a measure of who can throw the ball the furthest, and that's really frustrating. That having been said, are we starting Brandon Ayuk?
Yes.
Yes.
George Kittle.
Yes.
Not Brock Purdy.
I'm starting Brock Purdy.
You're starting Brock Purdy?
Well, I'm not starting guy. I don't have him anywhere, but like if I did, I would.
Okay. Going up against this Bengals defense that how have they I've paid almost zero attention to the Bengals this year.
That's what I was gonna ask.
They've been fine.
Let's see. Bengals. 23rd against opposing quarterbacks, which falls in the I don't care range.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah. Let's see. Big games to this Lamar Jackson fella. Have you seen that? Have you heard about this guy?
Lamar? Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, man. They play some stinky quarterbacks. Fraudulent defense? Question mark. Deshaun Watson, Ryan Tannehill, Josh Dobbs, Geno Smith.
Oof.
Jeez.
Stinky.
I mean, Geno is by far the best quarterback. Yeah, and they're 23rd. That's not good.
They played one decent quarterback, because I'm not counting Matthew Stafford without Cooper Kupp as one. So they played one decent quarterback, and it was Lamar, and he had 23 fantasy points against them. So,
yeah, I think Purdy gets back to throwing for multiple touchdowns. I would say it's a classic, like, 230-2 for Purdy.
Yeah.
And he has a good enough week.
And he does his little flexing thing that makes him look like just a little guy. Like he looks like a little kid when he does his flexing thing.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't care enough.
Oh, okay. Well, he does a little flexing thing when he celebrates. He's like, he does like the like fists in front of him thing, and he looks like a little kid. All right. We all think the Niners are going to win. Let's move on to the Bears and Chargers. Yeah. I am shocked that if the Bears win this game, they'll have a better record than the Chargers.
Yeah, it's possible.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll be 3-5 and the Chargers will be 2-5. So shocking. Chargers, 8.5-point favorites, though. 46.5-point over under. For the Bears, no Justin Fields. Roshan Johnson cleared concussion protocol. For the Chargers, Gerald Everett is questionable with a hip injury, but he's expected to play. And Josh Palmer, a true game time decision, apparently, with a knee injury. So I'm going to start there, actually. Instead of will Quentin Johnston get it together, an actual question would be, are we waiting around for Josh Palmer?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Wow, Mike. Mike with a quick vote of confidence in Josh Palmer.
Yeah, because the problem is you're pivoting to, like, what your best pivot option is. You put him in your flex and you pivot to Roshan Johnson.
Or on Monday night, I mean, you could pivot to Reynolds.
Yeah, Craig Reynolds, maybe. Yeah, I mean,
either Reynolds, honestly.
I think I don't have him high enough this week that I would wait. Honestly, I have him at 26. So, I mean, I would just like start a Romeo Doubs or Curtis Samuel or Kendrick Bourne type guy.
Okay, Mike, you said yes. So, go into I was trying to figure out a better way to say it than explain yourself, but explain yourself.
Well, the last four games he's had 10 or more points. He had 18 last week, 16 in week 3 against Minnesota. And I think he's a viable flex option. I mean, I think Walker's correct too. I mean, if you have Kendrick Bourne or Josh Palmer, I mean, who are you going to really start, right? I don't know. But I think he's definitely should be looked at for sure as at least a flex candidate.
Okay. So the fact that he's a true game time decision, you're rolling with that on Sunday night?
I wouldn't.
Okay. Okay. That was the question are we waiting around this week? Not okay. I realized that I think Mike thought I was asking, are we going to wait for Josh Palmer to like get it together? And Mike's like, he's been fine. He's been good. What are you talking about? Right. No, I meant this. Sorry. I was unclear. This week, given that he's a true game time decision on Sunday Night Football, would you wait around for him pivoting potentially to, like we said, either Reynolds in the Lions game or
Roshan Johnson
or Darnell Mooney? Or would you just go somewhere else?
I'd go somewhere else. I wouldn't put him. He's nothing more than just a flex candidate. So if you have like Walker said, Kendrick Bourne or someone to that effect, then I'd rather go with more of a certain thing. Than the only guys I would wait around for are like Christian McCaffrey, Josh Allen, you know, those kind of guys.
That's fair. That's entirely fair. Also because if he doesn't play, then you're suddenly having to remember where you were starting him, and you have to scramble to go change him in that
league. Change it around, right? Exactly.
All right. And so, Mike, let's talk about, as I'm filibustering because you're drinking from your soda. Okay. You wanted to talk about DJ Moore, seeing if we're going to have another good game from him.
Yeah, is he going to stay in the top 24?
I think I think that we are going to get another top 24 game because we're going to get another Tyson the Bagel Agent game. That's what they call him. That's why Tyson.
Yeah, I think he's going to.
I like it.
I think the Bears are going to be down, and I think Bagent's going to have to throw a little bit more in this game. But I think DJ Moore's role will be the same. Also, the Chargers defense is really bad against opposing receivers. So I feel like this is like a 11 catch, 95 yard performance for DJ Moore.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big game from him just from a pure volume perspective. He's going to have
like a normal Amon-Ra game.
Yeah. Bog standard Amon-Ra game, 9 catches, 120 yards.
Yep.
All right, let me ask you about this. Cole Kmet or Gerald Everett? Gerald Everett on a heater, Cole Kmet zero targets last week, but has been better on the balance of the season. Which one are we going with this week?
Neither.
I'll go Everett. Oh, that's a good answer too. Yeah.
Walker. The guy that's been breaking into Mike's house breaks into your house.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You're not there. I'm not there. He asks your dad where your girlfriend is. He breaks into your girlfriend's
place. My dad does not tell him.
Oh, no.
Then you got a true romance situation.
Walker's father not making Walker make the choice between Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett. Saving Walker.
I have Kmet ranked one spot higher, but yeah, I would rather not play either.
Okay. Let's see. If there is no Josh Palmer, Darnell Mooney, or the other guy, Quentin Johnston.
the person
depended on there being no Josh Palmer.
I guess I would take Johnston there because he's Herbert's wide receiver too in the game instead of Tyson Bagent's wide receiver too.
Mike?
Sure.
Johnston? Sure.
Yeah. I don't think Mike's like, I wouldn't play any of them.
Mike's like, you're making me decide between like wide receiver 57 and 62 on the week. Like, I do not care.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Austin Eckler has been sneaky, not great for fantasy, but you're still starting him.
Yes.
Roshan Johnson and Deonta Foreman. No, you didn't let me finish my thought. I was going to say last week it was just Deonta Foreman. Are we still starting him with Roshan Johnson now in tow? Because he had a big game last week, but are we going back to that well with Deonta?
I would.
Yeah, I think so. Even with Khalil Herbert, Roshan Johnson wasn't really factored all that much. So I think you're going to see the same situation with Deonta Foreman and Roshan Johnson. He's just going to spell Foreman.
Sort of like Darrington Evans did last week.
Right.
Okay. So I would like to let you both know that you both fell into my trap because Darrington Evans had 15 touches last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the Bears were also up by like 20 points the whole game.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So I was just like, because I was doing the same thing when I was writing. I was like, yeah, I'll probably get 4 or 5 touches like Darrington Evans did last week. And I was like, wait, he had how many touches?
That's obscene.
Yeah, that is too many for Darrington Evans. So I agree. I would not go Roshan. I have him as a sleeper. Just like get him on your roster just in case something happens to Foreman. But I would also like to say that his 14 carries last week matched the number of carries he had in 2022 and 2020.
Oh.
He had 14 carries in each of those seasons, and he had 14 last week.
How many did he have in 2021?
Two.
Oh.
Two.
He only played in one game, though, before getting hurt. So I didn't have that.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Wow. Wowza to the Darrington Evans. All right.
How long before Brandon Staley gets fired?
Well, if he loses this game.
I was going to say, if he loses this game, he's going to be on the cusp.
Yeah. If he loses this game, he may not make it to Monday or to Monday night, I would say.
I don't know if they'd go right then, but he'd be firmly on the hot seat, but I don't think they're going to lose this game.
Yeah, I don't think they do either. So let's say week 18. He'll just be a Black Monday guy.
Yeah, I think the Chargers go like 8-9, miss the playoffs by two games or something. And yeah, on Black Monday, he's gone. And Telesco's probably gone too.
And he's replaced by
Ben Johnson.
I was thinking that they, okay, so I'm thinking that, you know, we're not going to get into it. I was going to say, which coaches get fired, who goes where? We're not getting into that. It is week 8. It is week 8 and we are 2 hours deep. All right. Let's talk about Raiders, Lions. Raiders 3-4, Lions 5-2. Detroit, 8-point favorites, 46. Oh, we all had the Chargers winning. Thank you, Walker, for filling that in for me. And I also had the, okay, thank you, Walker. Walker just went in and filled in my picks for me. Thank you. All right. Detroit, 8-point favorites, 46-point over under. We all have the Lions winning this one. For the Lions, David Montgomery is out and Marvin Jones stepped away from football, apparently not retiring, but I think effectively probably not going to come back. Like, didn't file his walking papers, but I doubt we see him again.
I don't think he's going to come back this season. I think he'll reevaluate in the offseason, but at that point, yeah, I think he's probably done.
Yeah, because I agree with you. I think he's going to reevaluate in the offseason. And then we all talked about how much of a shell of a player he was this year.
Yeah.
And he's a smart guy. Like, you, by all accounts, right. Like, he's a smart guy. He knows that he's
toast. He's just not the same guy.
Yeah. He's the first person to ever age out of the NFL.
He can't play the same way he used to anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So he's going to retire. And then for the Raiders, Jimmy G is back. So we have a classic NFC West tilt. Jimmy Garoppolo, Jared Goff.
Awesome and, stuff.
Yeah, and well, on the current teams, Jared Goff, big advantage.
Yeah, much better. Jared Goff, much better. We're starting Jared Goff. We said that earlier.
Yes.
Yes.
We're not starting Jimmy Garoppolo.
No.
All right, Walker, let's talk about Jared Goff. You want to know if he has a bounce back game.
Yeah, and it seems like we're all agreeing that he will.
He's at home.
Against a bad defense, too.
Against a defense that let Tyson Bagent and Deonta Foreman put up 30 on them last week.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be like Max Crosby has 5 tackles, 2 sacks, and a forced fumble, and the Lions win 37-17.
Yeah, this is going to be them taking out all the frustration on the Ravens, on the Raiders.
Yes. I think so.
All right, Mike, do you agree? Bounce back game for Goff, top 12?
Yeah, he should be, for sure. If not even better, I would say 6, QB6.
Dang. I have him at 7.
Dang! Well, I have him at 6.5.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. I will always land in the middle. Mike, what's your dog chewing on?
A plastic toy.
Okay, something he or she's allowed to chew on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I just, as a dog owner, whenever you see a dog chewing on something, you're like, hey, are you allowed to do that? All right.
Yeah,
for sure. Let's talk about Josh Jacobs, Mike.
Is he going to be top 20?
I have him 18, so yes, barely.
Barely. I think he's going to get there by volume alone.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be like 14 carries for 47 yards and 6 catches for 40 more yards or something like that.
At this point, I would honestly rather flex Jacoby Myers.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I think he's an okay option, but I like Walker said, the back end of the wide receiver ranks are that much better than the middling running back ranks.
Yep.
He's an RB12 right now.
Right, and it's a bad matchup, so RB18 I think is pretty fair.
Yeah. So, okay, and then we're starting Davante Adams, we're starting Sun God, we're starting Jahmyr Gibbs, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. With Montgomery out, you have to.
Yep.
And we're starting Sam Laporta, so last question of the episode.
Yeah.
Are we starting Michael Mayer?
No.
No.
No. I agree.
No. It turns out they're not committed to using him, unfortunately.
It sucks.
It does.
It's a good matchup. The Lions do struggle in giving up fantasy points to tight ends, but it's they don't use him. So you can't get fantasy points if you don't get targets. And much like Mike said, if you're running, you're not throwing.
That's
so true.
All right. So we will be back next week to review all of these games and talk about next week's Thursday Night Football, which, do we know what that is?
Next week's Thursday Night Football.
Ugh.
I don't know. Oh no.
Doesn't sound very fun after that remark.
Steelers. Titans.
Okay.
Oh, yuck.
Titans, come on.
Come on.
They gotta flex right. That.
Over under 35. Great.
37.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So we'll be back to talk about that and the rest of Week 8's action. So for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Football Absurdity podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at FBallAbsurdity. Jeff is at Jeff Crisco, K-R-I-S-K-O. Walker is at Big Daddy Dricks with an X. Mike is RFL Red Zone. Please check out our website, footballabsurdity.com, for weekly ranks, start sits, sleepers, gambling advice, and more. Please also check out our youtube.com/footballabsurdity for our weekly start sit show on Sunday mornings, as well as our Saturday morning Gamble Town show and our Thursday night Farceball live stream. Please also check out our Discord. A link to that is at the top of footballabsurdity.com. We also have a Patreon where you can find our Tuesday episode where we review each episode. That can be found at patreon.com/footballabsurdity. Thank you for listening. Why won't the recording stop? Stop recording. Stop recording.
It's revolted against you.
Stop recording. Maybe I just have to end the whole session.
Okay.
Well, all right, goodbye.
Bye. Bye, guys. Have a good Sunday.
You too.